Morning Show with Peaches and DJ Mota.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cab the Dumb, man.
What's good? Space City, the great city. It's your boy Roots Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker? I'ma hit when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show
on demand.
On demand!
You too close to me.
How you doing today, Peaches?
Brad, I've been in this room with you since 3 o'clock. It's 7.
They don't know that.
You know how I'm doing
today. You definitely didn't get here at 3.
All right.
You did it like at 3:28 in 5 seconds.
We timed you. But they don't know that because it's a fake Monday morning. Hashtag fake Monday mornings, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. I just said a lot of things really, really fast.
Sold!
And it's Riding Slab Monday.
It's Riding Slab Monday. Pro Pain, the professional at pain, is here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
And this show is brought to you by S&P Images. Not really, but it can be. Maybe if you need pictures.
If we could work a deal out
there. If we could work a deal out. If you need pictures.
If we need pictures.
If maybe we could work pictures, a deal out. Visit S&PImages.com.
And maybe we could work a deal out.
Maybe you could work a deal out.
Well, maybe was that a suggestion, Tyler?
Hello.
Were you being suggestive?
I have no
what
idea.
What are you trying to say?
Oh, maybe you could work something out. Ooh.
Was that your almost sexy voice? Do it again.
Do it again.
Nah, I'm not doing it.
Make sure y'all rate, review, and subscribe to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand if you already haven't. If you're listening to us at bradgilmore.podbean.com, go subscribe to us on iTunes. It's the same thing. You can listen to it on your phone.
You can listen to the Podbean. I'm not going to lie. I use the Podbean a lot more than I use the podcast because I don't know how to use the podcast.
You know what? I'm going to do a tutorial.
I can listen from both.
I listen from Podbean.
Listen to both.
So if I give the Podbean more.
BradGilmore.podbean.com.
On your computer, into a /mobile if you're on your phone.
You don't have to.
You don't, but it shows up better.
And if you do a /mobile, make sure you click the add to home screen and you can get the BG Show app that way. Hashtag BG Shows, hashtag fake Monday mornings. We're talking to Propane, his album, our mixtape, or free project.
We don't talk about Propane. We have an entire relationship conversation.
Oh, man.
So we just want to let you know what you're about to get yourself in. Yeah, well, we talked about the album. And then we talked, it was a very cultured. We talked a lot about movies.
But mostly about relationships. It was a good. He had some interesting.
If you don't like what I have to say, tomorrow's Ask Peaches. So email me at askpeaches@dayinadream.com.
Swag.
Ryan Slab.
That's where we at. Ryan Slab drops at noon. You can get it on live mixtapes.
Yeah, probably soon on dayinadream.com.
And then
as well.
Sooner, later, right after. If it
probably
drop
right
at,
after.
If it drop at noon at noon o two, it'll be on Day in a Dream. At noon o two, it'll be on dayinadream.com.
Shout out to dayinadream.com.
Come always. To Empire tonight for, you know, the Riding Slab soiree.
3101 San Jacinto?
It's on San Jacinto, 30-something-something.
Don't give them the wrong address.
You know, Peaches is notorious for the wrong addresses. You have Les standing out a couple weeks ago in a fish stand.
I did.
You had me sweating outside. My bouffant was getting crispy. I fried the bouffant like those fish were getting fried. Think about that.
I think you'd be all right.
I might be. Anyway, we're going to get into this now. DJ Motai has a special Monday morning music mix for us today, right, DJ Motai?
For sure.
Because every week's sure. special. If yeah,
for sure. Sure. For sure.
For sure.
How do you spell that?
F-A-S-H-O.
I thought it was F-O-S-H-O.
Faux-show?
Faux-show.
It's not faux. For show. Not faux-show. I say for show. Like, yeah, man, for show.
You never say that.
Girl, don't be talking about what I be doing. You don't even know.
Who you get that from?
I don't know.
Who put it back.
Put it back where?
Put it back.
Where you got it from?
Girl, stop. We're gonna get into the Motai.
Who are you? You sound like a person named Jaquan or something. Like, why?
Yo, my name's Tyler. Now, for real, TYZ.
What?
I don't know.
You trying to spell Tylenol?
That was off the tizzle.
All right.
Yeah, did you have fake guys. Monday morning coffee right now?
I had fake Monday morning Monster.
Oh. Don't do it no
Sorry.
More.
All right, now I'm gonna get a little somber. and we're going to get into DJ Motai's.
You sexy in the morning. Your teeth ain't even clean.
I brushed them earlier, and I washed with Listerine and alcohol-free Crest Listerine-type stuff. You know what I'm talking about. We're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Show.
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the bomb, you already blowing them out the water. I'm like,
I'm just saying, I admire how you moving. I be staring, about to lose it when you bounce it to the music. Up and down, side to side, all around. Do your thing, pop that shit, drop that low. Now bring that back, boom, around. Fuck this club, let's get lost. All these folks really not my type, cause I don't play games. I really go in. You can do the same if you buy that life I'm buying. She don't need a nigga, got her own bread, she don't want your paper. But I be damn, gonna just my favorite, cause I never will save them. No K Crusader. Now we out on the freeway, back to the crib, yeah, I gotta to the home, straight to the bed. Everything off with the lights in, leave them red bottoms on. Young propane, space ain't trippin', boys ain't trimmin', it just ain't them. These niggas lame, so I take they women and I beat that shit like the case gotta quit.
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the bomb, you already blowin' them out the water.
Thicker than gumbo. Deep. Bad attitude, not humble. See. Throw frame, bad running game. So drop it down, don't fumble. Low combo is 1-0. Oh. Perfect 10, a fine dime. Making his turn and she ain't trying. Big pass, that's all behind. That fat ass and it's all mine. She'll blow your mind. Loaded 9. Make you moan. Glass of wine. Street smart. Classy mind. Name brand and authentic. But she look the best with nothing on. I'm double cup, but she double D's. Double wide. Motorhome. On my mind like headphones. She pay her bills. That's student loans. Dog life, she can get the bones. Getting paid, she got her own. So bad, she know she wrong. She the realest, no clone. Pretty smile, she do this fuck. She in my head.
I'm not gonna tell you you're the baddest cause you already show it. I'm not gonna tell you you can get it cause you already know it. I'm not gonna tell you you're the bomb. You already blowing them out the water.
I'm full. Boss hog, how loud. Thugger. That's me. Boss hog, thirsty, bitch.
Boss hog, how loud.
Thugger. That's me, bitch. Still thirsty, bitch. That's what we do. We already know. No lie. No lie. I am smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash. Smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash. Smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash. Smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash. No seeds in my bag, you niggas. Out with my big bag. I am smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash. No seeds in my bag, you niggas. Out with my big bag. I am smoking on that gas. You smoking on that trash, no seeds in my bag, you niggas soft as my bitch ass. Crash in the beat I rap on, I'm going in, no cap on. Them pussy niggas on that fuck shit, they must got on the strap on. I been the shit and I'm still a shit. Name another nigga real as this. Been the shit and I'm still a shit. Name another nigga real as this. Been the shit and I'm still a shit. Name another nigga real as this. Made meals that ain't making switches. Gave my haters what I hate you with. Might change your bitch and mate your bitch. Beat it up without dating your bitch. She on my dick cause I'm getting rich. Too bad she ain't getting shit. Pulling my Ziat for the summer. Got an army truck like a Hummer. My bank account got commas. No lie, boss is honor. She looking for a sponsor. I'm trying to bust this nut.
My ride valet right outside, bitches rolling up wood. Every bad bitch in Texas then had this dick for breakfast. Wish a pussy would try to test us. Get an F and an inch chest up. 21 shots, 21 dots. I ain't missing shit, bitch, 21 pops. Snitch niggas like to call the cops, so it's DOA on the spot. Free Drake, my nigga on lock. It's all good when you're on top. Then get hit and start working. Was a D-boy, not a boy. Free Drake, my nigga on lock. It's all good when you're on top. Then get hit and start working. Was a D-boy.
Alright, no lie, I'm fly. You can never clip my wings. I'm hot. Bitch, let me do my thing. See, I pull up and I high five. Put that chain on when them box out. These bitches don't own hoes. When they act up, then I swap out. Bitch, summertime for them drops out. Running laps all through the town. Got your main bitch in my aim. I load up, then I shoot her down. Send her home, she cooked the dinner when I already had her dessert. See, yo, Gab, that's my bitch. I hit them boys right where it hurt. Play the game so unfair. Trill nigga, I'm so rare. You bitch niggas on the wrong road with four flex and no spare. Bitchin', but you gettin' nowhere. See my position, they so scared. Niggas be trippin', but bitch, I be flippin'. I'm smokin' and sippin' with no care, no lies. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie. That's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for their gun.
Larry Davis, my hero. Where I'm from, nigga, slung to the dope. Man, the cool, hit your head with a brick, no depot. Reach go to your seat, dope. Pack a trip, going East Coast, get a free coach. Drop a mid shake, free throw, three stacks, down bottom, no low, be low. These niggas ain't real, dealing and told no lie. Really, and I don't know why these niggas ain't real. Niggas ain't sold no pies, only leave it home with your mind. Don't need no deal. Clearly, I'm a show, so die. Reason why I'm swimming in your whole mind, cause I grip that grip. Tipping in my smoke, smoke, guy. Nigga, flipping in my trunk, so lie. No lie. I will lay for this, get paid to spit. Niggas faking shit, shut the club down to the weight of this. Let them bottles at us like we Drake and Chris. Feel my own buzz and never pay for shit. I hit the stage and ripping everything I killed. And now my pocket's fat, I get you paint a little bit. Poke a bitch, you can't tame the bitch. You run a group without it, she broke the talking. Fuck your top, this is broke me off. And everything I'm working with the police call. And get thrown in straight, just like I'm Toby Crawford. I'm burning out the side, these streets is cold. Devil really need to reach the stones. Real niggas out deep and pro. I'm about to take this place we see the phone, it's no lie.
Yeah.
We from the city of them riders, born to die, but we was bred to be survivors.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. Yo, it's some shit I wanna change. I live a rhyme, and it's gonna always stay the same.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. We bought them drugs, whole dollars. It's fucked up, but nigga, I'm a product.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. This shit is hell, that's them telling, but it made me so forever, I'ma rip it.
For the rest of my life.
Won't let nobody change me. Seen a lot of niggas switch up, but I'm still the same. Me ain't trying to be like y'all. Y'all niggas lame. I came in the game with G, and that's how I'm gonna remain. Always stay the same. I don't even know how to change. You think I give a damn about the shit they call fame? When I was dead broke, none of these hoes wanted to fuck me. But now you say you love me. What, I'm supposed to feel lucky? When I was dead broke, I ain't had as many friends. Now everybody cool since a hoe got some ends. Been real so long, I can peep when you fake. Your niggas ain't 100, I can see it in your face. I'm a H-time weed smoking country nigga with money that keep a bunch of bad bitches and stay stunned. Hog life, I'ma live it till I'm dead. And I'ma be this way until I die, I go fed. Thug life, nigga.
We from the city of them riders, born to die, but we was bred to be survivors.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. And though it's some shit I wanna change, I live a rhyme and it's gonna always stay the same.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. We bought them drugs, whole dollars. It's fucked up, but nigga, I'm a product.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. This shit is hell, let them tell it, but it made me so forever, I'ma rip it.
For the rest of my life,
Wayne.
Coming live from this bottom, bro.
Bottom,
stripes
bro.
Are real. I know some niggas who done died for those.
Yeah.
Behind the wheel, I know some niggas who done died for foes.
Yeah.
Conniving hoes, rest in peace to my partner's soul. Uncle laid out on the sofa.
Yeah.
Fiend out on still stretching. All the kids calling them smacky. Nigga be smoking like Opeji. Yeah. Bitch, my mama can't keep her focus. Cause the landlord left this notice.
Notice.
Like, I got 3 days in notice. If you ain't got that, then you gotta be rolling, rolling. Papa was a rolling stone.
Yeah.
Rolled everywhere, but he never rolled home. So it's fuck that nigga, fuck that. Gotta get it how I'm living for the digits, get it on my own. Boy, and these niggas wonder why I stunt. Gotta understand that I ain't frontin'. Boy, I shine like this, cause the grind ain't shit to a nigga who came from nothing. And I'm gonna be like this for life.
For life.
If you don't like me, then it's fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, I came from the dirt, now I'm putting in work with niggas I used to look up to.
What up?
Her club till I go.
Go.
R.I.P. to Big Steve. You still in this bitch, like a hill wanna spit. If ever you gon' be with me, bro.
We from the city of them riders, born to die, but we was bred to be survivors.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. And though it's some shit I wanna change, I look around, man, it's gon' always stay the same.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. We bought them drugs, whole dollars. It's fucked up, but nigga, I'm a product.
For the rest of my life,
yeah. This shit is hell, let them tell it, but it made me so forever, I'ma rip it.
For the rest of my life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Did you just throw the mic on the floor, Peaches?
This is
an expensive piece of equipment.
Is the couch just left it in the sleeve?
Is that your excuse? Here's your mic back.
Thank you.
We have a good show for you today. I think we should. We're starting a trend, Peaches. I think the thing is, every episode we start off, you're in a bad mood. And then we're going to work our way into you being in a good... It's like a therapeutic kind of thing for you. Is that what it is? I'm figuring out as I go along. He thought that was funny, the drummer next door, because he did like a little... Brooch. He thought it was funny.
See, this is the bullshit where he think he's a comedian and he think his shit is funny, and I'm mad.
He laughed.
You giggling? It's funny?
We have a good show for you today.
He hit my damn nerves.
Hey, Peaches, I introduce the guest?
I'm not talking to you right now.
Okay. Motai, how you doing?
Feeling all right.
We have a good show for you today. We have the one and only. He is a professional at pain. All right, his name is Pro Pain. He's here today. How you doing, man?
What's up, man? What's going down?
Brad rides a joke to the wheels and fell off and rolled down the street.
I realize I can stop saying it at the funny part, but I choose not to.
And then that makes it unfunny.
That's
why you're not.
That's my goal. I'm switching comedy completely up. I'm going to make everything not funny.
Then it's not comedy.
What is it then?
Nothing. This is you up there talking because you want to hear yourself.
Nothing is what they said about Jerry Seinfeld's show.
But you're not Jerry Seinfeld.
So propane.
He's not Jerry Seinfeld, though. Like, why go past the funny part?
Did you ride up here on your slab, man?
Nah, I didn't ride up in the slab. I rode up here in a Jeep.
Can a Jeep not be a slab?
No.
Okay, let's start off the show, then. What is a slab? I want to know what a slab is. I thought it was just a car with 80 foes on it.
See, that's the misconception.
What's on the car, Brad?
80 foes.
Well,
hold on, I'm sorry. How hard was it for you not to say four right?
80 foes. Butterfly does.
All right. You got different meanings. You got the original slab. You got slow, loud, and banging. And you got Ryan slab. We say Ryan slab. Now, when we say it, it's more so like... It's symbolizing the come up. So it's different. It's not necessarily always about a car. It's like if you go from nothing to something, that's a come up. Like, you know what I'm saying? For instance, how y'all took the show and it's growing and so many people know about the show now. My team, we'd be like, man, they riding slab. You know what I'm saying? They came from nothing to something.
Peaches, so
Brad's
going to
say that from now on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to say that. But does it come with a slab?
It's a mind frame. Ryan Slab, man, it's a mind frame.
I'm Ryan Slab, all right?
Yeah.
On the way back to Friendswood, F-Dub, stand up.
Now, the original slab is an old school car, you know what I'm saying?
Candy color paint.
Yeah, you got the candy paint. Yeah, it don't have to be a Cadillac, nah.
I've heard of that before.
Nah, well, yeah, that's probably somebody from Houston tell you that. I mean, they weren't from Houston, they tell you that. It could be anything, old school car, but it's all about what you do to it. And it's not just a car, you take a car, you put some paint on it, you put some rims on it, and now you got a slab, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the original slab, you got to dick out the insides. You got to get the music.
Pop trunk.
You got to get the pop trunk, neon lights. You got to get the candy paint. You got to get the 84s or the 83s. They really don't ride 83s no more. You know what I'm saying? But you got
it all about the 84s?
I mean, nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
Those folks.
We got a lot of different reels now. You got the youngest riding gorillas, orangutans.
What are gorillas?
I don't know about any of this. All right. Yeah. What are gorillas and orangutans?
Slab lesson 101 featuring propane.
It's a newer kind of swingers. You know what I'm saying? They poke out way more. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen the ones that be
elbows poking? It's like knees.
Yeah, man. It's like they hogging the lane with them. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different swingers now, but I mean, it's different. From when I was young, when I was a kid, like if you didn't have no 84s or no 83s, you was getting talked about. Now it's like it's a lot of different kind of swingers that they got. They make, because originally, you know, swingers was made in 84.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And that's so if you didn't have them originals, but these kind of got crazy, you know, it was kind of like Starter Jenkins and 93 and Kelly or something. People getting killed left and right over them. So Texas Wild Wheels, they pretty much saved a lot of lives with they coming out and bringing swingers back out and they remaking them. So it's like, it's a different type of swingers now. It's not just one kind. Opposed to it used to be, if you didn't have 84s, 83s, what did you really ride now?
Okay, can you seem to know a lot about these car terms. I've listened to Houston music my entire life. Don't know what a couple things are. Maybe you can run them down for me. When someone says I got the fifth wheel hanging, what does that mean?
You know, like the extra wheel on the back.
Oh, like a spare tire?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what a fifth wheel is.
Yeah, but when they got the fifth wheel hanging, they trunk pop, so the wheel goes like that and let the trunk open.
That's fifth wheel hanging.
Yeah.
What's an invisible top?
Come on now. Don't nobody say nothing in here. Nobody say nothing. If you had to guess what an invisible
top. Convertible.
Yeah, you don't see.
I thought it might have been like a moonroof. I don't know.
And Brad is a real life white boy. Like, he's not one of those submerged into the culture ass white boys who think they know black stuff. He's a real white boy.
I don't know
who just happens to listen to rap.
I just like to listen to
him. Like, he's real white. He's real, real right.
I'm real right?
White. WHITE.
Yeah, but the visible top is like drop top.
Okay, convertible. Okay. Is there any other car terms I don't know?
Shit, I don't know these terms either. I'm in the same class you in right now.
Where does swinging come from? Like, why do people like swing real wild? You know what I'm saying?
if I gave you where that came from, I'd be lying. I think they were swinging long before me. You know what I'm saying? But being that we come up in this Houston culture, I really don't understand why we do a lot of stuff. But all I know is that was cool.
I just think that there might have been a lot of potholes in the street, and that's where it had originated from.
I don't know. My best guess was to... You want to be seen, so I can't. I never really understood why we swing, but I feel good. I do it all the time. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do, definitely on the freeway at night when there's no one there. You know, I took a...
You probably don't want to swing on the freeway, though.
I swang on the freeway. I swang on the freeway.
Yeah, you know... That's like your DUIs.
You know, I took a defensive driving course recently. I was trying to clear a ticket. Right. You know, because that's what true players do. And
real players just don't get tickets.
Nah, true players beat the ticket. All right, we beat the system.
We beat the ticket.
You don't know nothing about being a true player.
Who the?
I taught you half of what you know.
Don't
you're
go too far.
You're a player for sure. You're a player for. I'm a player for show. All right, we're gonna roll with that for a minute. All right, now I'm back to propane.
Hold on, Brad.
You're a player for sure. You're a player. I'm a player for show.
I'm a thug.
I'm a player for show.
I'm a thug.
I'm a PLAYA, MIIMPLA. Impala.
You drive a F-150. You had an Impala for like a week.
I did have an Impala for a week. Rental car.
Impala's my favorite car. 96.
96 Impala?
If anybody out there is selling a 96 Impala, get at me.
Holler at your boy. No, but in this defensive driving course, they taught me the bump, bump, bump technique. Do you know what that is?
No.
You're driving your car, and they said this is the safest way to change lanes in a hurry. This is what they taught me. You're driving your steering wheel. Say this is the wheel, right? And you're driving, and you're supposed to take your hands, right, turn them all the way until your forearms touch one way, and then all the way until your forearms touch another way to switch lanes the safest and most effective. They call it, because you're supposed to do this.
You might as well put on your hazards and just do that shit all over the fucking road.
That's what they taught me in defensive driving.
No.
How safe is that? I'd rather swing.
I'd rather swing, too.
So, you know, it's
but
been...
But you can't swing with two hands. You know that, right?
You swing one hand?
Yeah, man. You get caught swinging with two hands. Like that's just like.
Is that like not? You're no longer Trill if you swing.
You're no longer Trill if you swinging with two hands.
Your Trill car gets pulled.
Yeah.
So when you drive in a slab, do your hands not belong at the 10 and 2 or?
If you ride 10 and 2 in a slab, they gonna take it.
Who gonna take it? Who is they?
You know.
Deal? Them boys.
You know. Them boys.
Them boys.
They gonna take it. Please believe it.
Now, we were just talking on the episode previous. There's a drummer next door. I don't know if you could tell.
Yeah, I was thinking about kicking the flow or something.
So, we were talking about the last time we caught up with you, actually.
Right.
Was at the... we interviewed you right before the car show. Right. Speaking of slabs and everything, was that a big moment for you at the car show? Was that a good feeling?
Yeah, that was a great feeling. I mean, it was even better because I had the homies. You know what I'm saying? The D-Lo's and the List and the Dope Beezys. It was tight. Just us pretty much doing something big for the city, especially for this new class of rappers. You know what I'm saying? That was great.
And like I know you only got to do one song, but did it feel like you were up there for an eternity, or did it go like right by?
Nah, it felt short, like one song.
It felt like
that was actually my second car show. So the first time I was there, I had a whole set.
Oh
so, yeah, it felt like one song.
Oh man,
I wanted to kind of tell DJ run another.
So, but since then, you've been doing a lot.
Right.
You've been making a lot of moves ever since that car show. I've been peeping game, as they say. Okay. I've been looking. Now, you have a project coming out here soon. It's called Riding Slab, which is why I brought it up. Peaches, you know it drops the 8th, right? Which is actually today.
On Monday.
It's today.
Because it's a fake Monday morning.
Hashtag fake Monday morning.
Monday morning on a fake July 8th.
Yeah. That's true.
In real life.
Today is not...
Oh, so it's out today.
It's out today. People can listen to it now.
So, right, because this is our fake Monday morning welcome.
Hashtag fake Monday morning.
Already.
So this is, you know, it's today. Today, Riding Slab drops.
So I hope y'all jamming and loving it right now.
We drop at 8 a.m. What time is Riding Slab dropping?
Oh, y'all don't got it yet then. Y'all have it in a few hours.
So what time today?
Y'all have it in 4 hours. In 4 hours, get ready to download that.
So okay, at noon?
Noon
time.
All right. So this means at 8 a.m. you're going to wake up and tell people to check us first.
It is 8 a.m.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm going to be lit. You throwing them off.
I really hate hypotheticals, okay? That's why we just hashtag fake Monday morning so you know what it is.
It comes out on Monday, but today isn't Monday.
Well,
it's a fake Monday.
This is like Back to the Future.
Yeah. And I'm Marty McFly. She's obviously Dr. M&L Brown.
You know what? I'm not even mad at that because I so would be the doctor in this situation.
Right. I mean, I agree. Like, I'm the main character, right? The whole plot focuses around me.
But you really remember the doctor.
But I couldn't. But here's the thing. I couldn't do anything without Dr. M&L Brown, right? So that makes you...
The dog.
You're Einstein. DJ Mo Ties the dog.
Can I be the car?
No.
No.
Why would you be the DeLorean?
I gotta say this though. Y'all fist laughing, but I've never like.
You've never seen it?
I've seen it, but I haven't seen it. Like so many movies.
You've never watched
all the
Back
old
to
movies.
The Future?
I don't. I can't tell you about like that. The Teen Wolves or.
See, I wasn't a Teen Wolf fan, but Back to the Future is really it's a good movie.
Caddyshack.
I ain't watched it either.
I've seen Caddyshack. Have you seen?
Maybe I just don't remember them because I know I've seen like Ghostbusters. Oh come on, any of them movies like I know them front to back.
Okay,
yeah, your Godfather's, Casino,
you never saw
Goodfellas.
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, but I just don't remember it.
Indiana Jones.
I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
What's the movie with the monsters under the bed?
Gremlins. No.
No.
Monsters Under the Bed. Goonies. Yeah, the Goonies was a movie.
That. I don't even remember Gremlins.
See, I watched all those before I was able to remember. My sister was older than me, so I saw that stuff like at 3.
What about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, that was my shit.
Yeah, that's all day.
Okay.
We can have a trivia on that.
He holds that close to his heart.
When it comes to them and like Batman, I give you all that.
Okay, so you saw the Batmans. Okay, what Batman did you like the most?
The one with Heath Ledger.
I like the one with Jack Nicholson. I like the one with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, the first one.
That's the first one. Well, the first one was Adam West in 1966.
Okay, yeah. If you want to, with the comic book movie where, like, you know, literally, like, when they would hit, it would say pow on the screen.
Yeah.
Or Baranga or weird stuff like that. I remember that film because it had all the bad people in it. It was Penguin,
Catwoman,
Joker, and the Riddler, yeah.
And
then 1989, it was the Michael Keaton version.
So how much of a movie fan are you?
I'm more like a movie head.
You, like... that's what you do. You're a connoisseur.
Well, I just like collect. If I like them though, like I said, all the other movies I've never seen them. Like,
what's your genre? What is your? Or,
like, I really don't have. As I got older, I kind of got more into like the dry sense of humor comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like the Superbads and stuff. Like I can watch that Forgetting Sarah Marshall all day. But
that,
like,
movie is so funny.
It's Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yes. Classic.
All the movies they put out are funny, like Knocked Up, and like they just can't lose. You know
what
I'm saying?
What was the follow up to Sarah Marshall? It was called Get Him to the Greek.
Wasn't that funny though?
Yeah, I didn't know.
She's Out of My League is
like
far
that.
Funnier.
She's Out of My League was okay. Did y'all see?
She's Out of My League was dope.
Did y'all see like This Is the End?
I haven't seen it yet. It's good.
That's the funniest movie I've seen in a long time.
Is that the one with the parents and now they're 40?
No. That's This Is the End is when like the apocalypse happens when they're at a party at James Franco's house. Rihanna dies.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
It was one of the funniest movies I've seen in a while. So
Superbad is probably the funniest movie.
What's in your Netflix queue right now?
My Netflix Office.
You just watched Office? Do you like the British version? Have you checked that out?
I haven't really watched it. Like, I'm like a real like Office fanatic. Like,
did you watch Arrested Development?
What?
Arrested Development?
No. I don't watch TV at all.
It's on Netflix.
Nah,
I don't watch TV.
The only thing I watch on like Netflix, the thing about Netflix is dope, but for every one good movie, it's like 40 wacky.
Oh, man.
I mean, but if you think about it,
to find something good on there.
Yeah.
You spend your whole day like just scrolling through the movies, like, man, I'm not gonna watch this.
Yeah. I mean, I went through the phase where I tried to be very supportive of black films, like the low budget.
They suck on there, though.
They are horrible.
It's like they want to give us the worst black films on there.
And it's kind of, if you go back to like Woo or like Harlem Nights, Vampire in Brooklyn. Yeah. If you go back in the day and think about black movies, Life, Fridays, they were awesome. Now,
yeah, we're not getting those no more.
No,
we get like.
What's the last classic black film to come out?
Classic?
Ooh. Yeah, like, or like, you know, it's just an instantly dope movie. I don't know. I saw a black film recently that I really liked. It was Death at a Funeral. Did y'all see that one? It has like Chris Rock, Martin Lawrence.
The last classic black film. Man, I don't know. Like, that's a tough one.
I'm so confused.
And I don't want to go too far back. Like,
I don't want to go that far. I'm trying to go year by year. I'm trying to think this year, then I'm trying to go last year.
We don't have too many good movies.
No. Like, okay. One movie that wasn't bad was the movie with Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy.
I definitely haven't seen that. That's
and a lot of people slept on that movie.
Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy.
And then Eddie Murphy has low-key still been doing good movies. It's 1,000 Word Movies. It was not bad.
I didn't see that one either.
Exactly.
Is that out?
If not, I'll send you a link sometime.
Nice.
What was the
Ben Stiller, Eddie Murphy movie?
The Tower Heist. It was a remake.
Oh, Tower Heist was a good movie.
It was a very good movie.
That was good. Eddie Murphy was in that movie.
Yeah. And then actually, in 1,000 Words, Kerry Washington plays his wife.
Kerry Washington. Mm.
Black Hollywood been doing bad. Hold on, wait. Do Denzel count as the black movies?
Denzel's black. A black guy.
Yeah,
what movie, though?
All his movies. Safe House.
I want to see that new
movie. I did not like Safe House.
Whoa.
That is.
I didn't like Safe House.
That's kind of older.
Yeah, but I didn't like the new movie that he
American
did
Gangster.
With the airplane one. I didn't
like Flight?
Let me tell you.
It wasn't his best, but it was good.
No. I didn't like the story. His acting was fine. I feel like the story was underdeveloped.
That Hispanic chick was hot.
She was bad.
Yeah, but they didn't tell that story well enough for me.
She was bad.
And naked.
Now he got a movie coming out with. It's like two of my favorite actors. Him and
his
Mark
train
Wahlberg.
Movie was good.
Mark, yeah.
That's
that
don't
funny.
Like the type. I don't want to see Denzel in a comedy.
No.
I really don't want to see Mark Wahlberg in a comedy. Like,
what? Who?
Mark Wahlberg.
Why? He could be funny sometimes.
That's not what I'm.
Did you see the movie he has with The Rock that just came out?
No.
Pain and Gain. That was funny.
Have y'all ever seen Denzel in a comedy?
No, I've never seen him. He's not a comedic actor.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a action comedy. I don't want to see that shit.
Yeah, I've seen the preview.
That's called. The same reason I won't watch Tyler Perry play a superhero.
Two pistols.
He can't save me.
Tyler Perry
cannot save me.
You saying he's funny? Is that
no?
Oh, Tyler Perry's that's Black Hollywood right there. Anything that Tyler Perry does, Black Hollywood.
Talk about Nick's movies.
Yeah, Tyler Perry movies are very predictable. Okay, Why Did I Get Married? The first one.
The first one was good.
The first one.
The second one was like make you don't want to get married.
Yeah, it was so far fetched. Like everybody just died. Like
wasn't The Rock in one of those?
Yeah,
the second one
for like a second.
Yeah,
at the very very end. But Why Did I Get Married? The first one.
That one has good replayability. That one was good.
I'm just not. A Tyler
I think
Perry
I think
guy.
That might be my final answer.
Yeah, that me too. I'm gonna go with that.
All right, we'll go with that, and then we'll move on.
We was on that for a while. That was hard.
We were definitely talking about. We're trying to figure out what a
that's bad, man.
Good black movie is. What was the last? Okay, let's just ask this. What was the last good movie you saw?
The last good movie?
Just in general. Make sure you pick the mic up though.
Gangster Squad.
Gangster Squad was a dope movie.
I missed the screening. I'm going to say I take it back. The Jackie Robinson movie is the best black movie to come out.
What are those considered black movies?
What is a black movie?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's not an urban movie, though.
Okay, I would say a black
movie.
They had two black leading co-stars. Like, two of the stars that were leading the movie were black. I'm going to consider that a black movie.
But you know what I'm saying? To me, personally, the dialogue they used let you know that wasn't for the black audience.
But is that...
Was it like over... It was like very like, you know, what do you mean?
For what it was worth, for everything, that movie... I claim that to be a good movie because of a lot of different things. The clothing was right. The setting was right. The timing on a lot of stuff was right. The characters were cast well. You know, certain attention to detail
would
that
Ray
was paid to that
movie.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Ali.
It was a phenomenal movie.
Ali.
Yeah.
That's another phenomenal movie.
It was a good movie. I didn't so much believe Will Smith as Muhammad Ali, though. Like, he played it well.
I ain't gonna say that. He played the hell out that role.
But I can't see him being Muhammad Ali.
He's not supposed to. He was supposed to embody him. He's not supposed to be seen as Muhammad Ali. He was meant to play a character. He played the shit out of that character.
Denzel was Malcolm X.
Yeah, Denzel was Malcolm X. That's one of
the... He was Malcolm X.
Okay, so who was the best, with autobiography type movies, who was the best person to imitate someone else?
I gotta go with Denzel.
Yeah, I would have to say.
I gotta go with Denzel.
Are we talking about just black films? Or are we talking about in general? Peaches? Are we talking about just black films or in general?
What was my question?
You were saying who's played the autobiography movie best. Are we just talking black films? Black stars, I mean? Or are we talking all genres?
All genres, way too broad.
If we say all across the board, I got to say Joaquin Phoenix's portrayal of Johnny Cash, out of this world.
Hey, have you ever seen I'm Still Here?
Yes. Where he tries to be the rapper. That movie was hilarious.
Man.
Yo, the scene with Diddy in that movie is the greatest thing I think I've ever seen.
Diddy, like, you really seeing what type of person Diddy was. Diddy was like, you got some money?
Yeah.
He was like, how much money you got? He was like, oh my God. You know, all about his paper. Like, all about his paper, man. Yeah, that's crazy.
But that turned out to be
a whole joke.
No, it was a whole, it was a joke.
I knew.
It was all a joke. But he played it, like, no one else was in on the joke besides
him. Nobody else knew he was playing?
It was him and the filmmaker were only people who knew it was a joke. Him and the guy who shot
the media and stuff, that was real, right?
That was all real. They thought he was being for sure, like, real.
Yeah.
Because he actually, he was actually in the race for an Oscar for a movie, and he didn't win because the Academy thought he was going crazy.
What?
Yeah. Because they walked up to him on the red carpet, and they were like, how are you feeling? And he was like, I feel like a frog is coming out of my head. People were like, what?
Hey, well, yeah, that make that movie even much better.
Yeah, because he played it really well.
Yeah.
There was some weird stuff in that movie, though.
Real weird.
A little weird.
Yeah.
I've been a lot less for movies and a lot more about my documentaries.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, that was weird. That was definitely weird. But moving off movies back to music, we were talking about Ryan Slab, which is coming out in 4 hours when people are listening to this.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the project, you know, from where the idea came from. Is this a mixtape? Is it an album? Because I know you
It's a free album. The whole term of Ryan Slab come from, we've been saying that. Like, that's just what me and all my homies would be saying. Like, it comes from, like, Pimp C just jamming, like, a lot of UGKs. I dedicate to all the niggas right there, Ryan Slab. You know what I'm saying? And then some of his interviews, he'd be like, Ryan Slab, you know what I'm talking about? So we used to always just say that, like, emulate Pimp C, joking with each other, especially me and my boy Rock. And it just became... We would just always say it, like, so then on Dangerous Minds, I caught myself kind of saying it, like, at the end of songs. Like, the last word I say on Dangerous Minds is Ryan Slab when the whole tape go off.
Yeah.
And from there, like, we was just like, man, that's just what we gonna call it. Because we started using it, like, for a different term. Like, it just meant, like, dang, them shoes clean. Ooh, the boy Ryan Slab. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we ran with it. And then the whole thing, I just wanted to get more so, because a lot of times, like, with like, California rappers or, like, New York rappers, they bring you into their culture sometimes. I know, like, the older dude, you know, like Nas did or whatever. You would jam that and really feel like you in Queens or something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I know you're a
or
big
Snoop
Nas
can make
fan.
You feel like you really in Long Beach. So I was like, man, I kind of want to take it back to the point where when these outsiders hear the music, they understand why we so crazy about this or the stuff we done went through or seen over these slabs. You know what I'm saying? It's way more than just... riding clean. I done lost homeboys to this, you know what I'm saying? I done seen people go to jail all over trying to fix up a car, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a story behind those slabs, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you say you're trying to paint a picture for people to kind of like embody the culture, feel like they're there.
Right.
Who you think are some artists when you were growing up from Houston, right, that you would listen to and you feel, okay, yeah, this is exactly what I think of when I think of Houston? Who are those?
UGK.
UGK straight up.
First and foremost, UGK. But
what album? Is specific album, Riding Dirty?
Riding Dirty. Yeah, but like Slim Thug, they was that slab talking for real, like Kiki, like
Paul Wall.
Yeah, man. If you from Houston, it's rare. The only one guy I'm gonna say just really wasn't on that slab talk was Scarface. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the mixture I'm trying to go with the project. I don't want people to think that you physically get 12 songs about a car. Because I've never been that type of rapper. You know what I'm saying? It's way deeper than that. But it's so much to the culture that I'm bringing to the people. You know what I'm saying? But as far as like Houston, if you from Houston, even if you're not from here, you done lived here for a while, you know about these slabs. Like, you can't help it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see them. So it's kind of like, I'm not speaking just for me. I'm speaking for a whole culture.
And you know, we were talking about, like, so, you know, Riding Dirty, UGK is what you saw. You think that's the same thing that maybe, like, someone like maybe ASAP Rocky saw? You know, he listened to that, and then he could see the culture. Do you think that's why it grabbed him so much? What do you think about Houston, and what do you think grabbed him so much?
Yeah, I definitely think, like, the culture itself grabbed him. Like, if I know a lot of people that's not from Texas, but they feel like they know so much by Houston. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just off the music alone, especially the people from like L.A. I got people in Ohio. Ohio, if you go to Ohio, like it's like places in Ohio, like Toledo and stuff. Like, they know more about Houston music than we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I remember I had a show up there like a few years ago. It was me, Slim Thug, Lil O. And it was for a guy who plays football, Nate Washington, his birthday party. He just flew us down there performing or whatever. And it's like, man, they knew everything word for word.
Man.
Like, everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, their culture fans is really like, it's like Houston for real. And that's unreal. I've never seen nothing like that. Like,
you know, you said you went to Ohio. What's like a place you've gone to, you know, aside from Ohio, that they just super embraced you?
Atlanta? Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
Atlanta. When was the last time you were out there performing?
AC3.
Is it AC3 or A3C?
A3C. Oh, man, I'm not going to be performing this year.
And that's like, for people who don't know, that's a huge hip-hop festival.
Yeah, it's dope. Like, I love it.
South by Southwest.
Anybody listening?
Yeah. Okay. I think it's A3C.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Maybe I can go back and edit and put you around.
Yeah.
I'll cover you on that one. But
Cool.
How was your experience out there?
That was dope. That's I love Atlanta culture, man. It's
How is it different from Houston?
It's smaller for one, so it's more family orientated. You know what I'm saying? It's not to say that Houston don't support artists, because they do to the most. But in Atlanta, it's like it's a small little pot, and when the artists get hot, everybody get behind them, and they push them out, and here come the next one, and all the rappers get behind them. But somewhere in Houston, it's so spread out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what's going on?
I gotta know what's so funny.
Peaches. I was asking Propane a question, and she just busts out in laughter. What's going on? Is it something Shayla did?
I'm not even in the room.
No, you are in the room. You're right there.
Said the ghost.
I can't do it.
We have to know now.
What
just made you spontaneously burst into laughter? I don't know what she said.
If you need pictures, contact S&P Images.
We just got left out of something.
No, I'm not getting left out. I want to know what was funny.
Yeah, what was funny, Peaches? Huh?
Y'all can't bully me.
We don't want to bully you. We just nicely
asked.
Y'all
can't be bullied.
I thought you wasn't in the room.
No, I sent a text message to Peaches that I wanted Propane to shout out S&P Images.
Oh.
I don't believe it.
I don't think
that's humorous. No,
I don't think that's real. Les is shaking his head. The ghost of Les. He's not here.
Oh, shout out to Les.
Les is here via hologram.
Les is here via hologram. Brag and Marshall, I got holograms.
You know, we're trying to step up that POC level. You know?
Oh, really?
Everyone's trying to make it. I'm just trying to get on. I'm just trying to ride slab. I'm trying to ride slab.
About the hologram thing is they can't see us.
That's true. That is true. Well, we actually have a camera installed on the hologram.
Okay.
That projects it in his.
Peaches, well, it's funny though.
For now, I feel like the show's gonna be about.
I thought she wasn't here.
I thought she wasn't here either. Okay. That thing, the entity, this embodiment that is here, has been bringing everyone down. All right, you've been snapping it at the hologram of Les.
Right.
You've been.
Don't talk about me if I ain't got no mic. I ain't done nothing.
I thought she wasn't here.
There's a microphone right there. DJ Motai.
Tyler just enabled everything.
I appreciate DJ Motai right now.
You a messy Asian.
Okay, I don't think we're gonna get to the bottom of it, bro.
It's cool.
We're gonna have to get to it another time. But so now that I've been completely thrown off of what we were talking about,
right.
Let's move on to something I really want to know about. Okay, a few peaches. You can't keep busting the laughter. This is terrible. Okay. I'm looking at you now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if that's weird, but I'm looking at you. Okay. Right in the eyes. Very strong.
Because you're going to make it more weird.
I feel like that makes it less awkward if you make it more awkward. Anyway, so a few months ago,
right,
I woke up one morning. It was probably like 9:45 in the morning time. I do my daily routine, check my notifications, and my notifications
center on
my iPhone.
You don't even get up that early.
Girl, I was up early.
Where you had to go?
I get business calls. All right, where I had to go, I got hoes all across the city. It takes me all day to get to them all.
So you drive to your hoes, they don't come to you?
Wait, so I've been keeping clean and I didn't have to?
Nah.
Damn. All
right. Oh, yeah, no, say whatever you want to. Get it out right now. You can do whatever you want on this show. It's all, this beauty of this. Say whatever.
Already.
Say whatever. So anyway. I make rounds to all my
new rules,
in the morning.
Pound sign.
Hashtag new rules.
Hashtag new rules. There's levels to this shit.
There's levels. Right, bro?
Might as well y'all bust a flow. Shit.
So anyway, I woke up one morning, 9:45, Peaches, and I checked my Instagram, right? Hit the refresh, and boom, I saw a track listing pop up, right? It was a snapshot of a track listing.
Mm-hmm.
It was on Propane's Instagram, right? But it wasn't a track listing of Riding Slab, so I was confused. I wanted to investigate, so I clicked the picture, right? And then I couldn't really read the track listing, and I was really confused. So I did the snapshot, screenshot on my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Went into my pictures, zoomed in on it so I could read it. I took it to the next level. There's levels to it, like you said. And I saw that Propane was featured on an album from a legendary female MC named Eve, right? For people who don't know,
How did that happen?
Eve is Rough Riders, and I got to know the story behind that. And by the way, song jams.
Appreciate it.
I think
that.
I hit you when it came out. I was like, yo. I played it for you, too.
He did.
Appreciate
Peaches that. Peaches smiled throughout the whole thing.
My people in New York.
Who are your people in New York?
My management company.
Okay.
They just happened to be in the same studio with her, and they were playing some of my records. Not for her. They were just playing it, and she heard it. And she was like, man, who is that? And they told her, gave her the rundown, let her hear a couple more songs. She was like, man, I want him on my album. So they linked it up. We chopped it up a little bit. Got to hear from them. She sent me the song. She actually sent me the wrong song. So I heard a couple songs on the album, because they just kept sending me the wrong song. I was like, y'all sure y'all want me to get on this one? This shit sound kind of personal. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's really talking about her life. You're like, what am I supposed to really go and say? They're like, oh, no, that's the wrong song. We sending the right one right now. Send me another one. Send me another song, like Push T. Someone's like, hey, this is the one y'all, it's not an open verse on here. Oh, no, that's not the wrong song. Delete that. They finally sent me the one that I was supposed to be on. I was like, man, this is
called All Night.
All Night, yeah.
And when you heard that record, were you happy that this is the one she sent you?
Not as much.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of, more of a happy record, like, but once
and you're not a happy person at all.
Yeah. Musically, not, you know what I'm saying? But once I actually got into it and dove into it, like, I ended up loving it. It was dope. I was more so, I honestly wanted the gritty Eve, you know what I'm saying? Talking some shit, doing that. But it ended up working out good. And hopefully, she's about to run with it for a single or something.
Yeah, it has single potential.
Yeah, probably working out best for me.
That could be pretty big for Propane.
Yeah. Yeah, they contacted us. I mean, she's about to get ready to do an overseas tour. And she's asking my schedules, kind of wanted me to go with her. So
that's pretty tight, though, because out of all, like, a lot of the female artists, I actually was a fan of her.
Yeah, me too. I was a fan of her show.
I watched her show.
Man.
Yeah, he was dope. Like, she was one of the best to me, like, out of all the female artists.
I've always wanted to do dirty things to Eve.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to be honest
Brad's
with you.
Brad's a perv.
I'm a little bit. When I remember even short hair Eve. I was like, yo.
Now people like me and you don't stand a chance.
Mm-mm. You know, she's on that billionaire gumball rally man. Guy.
So
he's white though.
Yeah, but
I got a foot in the door.
He's got green.
He's got, you know, he's spread it up.
All the colors exit out.
Yeah, he's green. He's not white or black. He's green pretty much.
Shout out to Eve though, man. That was huge for me, man. It kind of was surreal until I actually heard it. You know what I'm saying? Once I got that album, I was like, damn, this is crazy.
It's on the album. Like, how dope is that? Like,
I never even knew it was really gonna make the album. I just
you just did the song hoping that it would make the cut.
I seen the track list and when y'all seen it.
Oh, okay. So like when you posted, that was when you're like, holy crap, this is actually this is happening.
Real. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, I didn't know it was going
to
make
I mean, how did it feel even just to go to any CD? You could go to any CD store in the country and a song with you on there would be there. Have you thought about that?
Going to Best Buy and shit and like just taking all the CDs and putting it on each one so you can make sure everybody's seeing it. Yeah, but that was dope, man. That was dope. Like, I don't know. That was a good feeling. I've actually, the first album I ever been on was the Rap-A-Lot 25th anniversary.
I remember
that. It was
that
a song with me, Kirko, and Marcus Manchild. So that's the first time I actually could go in a store and, like, buy an album with me on it. But this one was way more, like, in-depth. That one had a lot of songs on there. Yeah, so, you
and
know
this was her comeback album.
Right, right.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, that was dope.
A lot of people wrote Eve off. You know what I mean? They thought she was gone.
Yeah.
She came back with Lip Lock, and she goes, how can I make sure that Lip Lock's going to work, Peaches? Are you still texting somebody? Mm-hmm. Are you still about to laugh out loud?
Mm-mm. I want to mess
with God. Peaches is a player.
Peaches max.
I be thugging.
Peaches, how many dudes you got wrapped around your finger?
What do you mean?
How many dudes do you have wrapped around your finger?
Why do you think I have men wrapped around my finger?
Last time we talked, you gave off your player ways, so I
didn't.
Know.
What I do?
Uh-oh.
You wasn't with the whole commitment thing. You was like, you know, I talk to dudes. You didn't want to never say you had a boyfriend. When girls
I don't
do that,
have a boyfriend.
When they
that
do that,
hoes.
When they do that, yeah, they got a chain of them. It's like she goes, I bet you send a WYD text at night, huh? Like, to like 10 people.
I actually hate acronyms.
Oh.
I don't. I actually love acronyms. I hate it.
I'm good for that.
I don't.
For like the shorthand.
I'm good for going through the phone and hitting you with the WYD and just like sending it to like 10 people.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to get lucky.
One of them's going to respond and just feel it that night. Right?
So when is it supposed to air?
The 8th. Ride Flat.
Today.
Ride Flat.
Ride comes out.
Fake Monday morning. Ha! I don't though. I don't have...
Prisoning myself.
you gotta make sure you get out of it before it start.
You gotta make sure you go and be like.
See,
hey,
you might need some
role
playaways because every time you hear you halfway incriminating yourself.
That's cool, man. It ain't.
Last time you wouldn't really want to. You didn't really want to open up about if you had a girlfriend or anything like that.
I still don't want to open up about that.
I'm trying to work. I'm trying. Pause. About. Ugh, never mind.
I think the whole talking about your girlfriend thing is overrated. The whole posting Instagram pictures.
I think
the posting Instagram pictures together, me and my whatever. Like, get off of that, man.
That's my thing. A lot of time, like, I'm not a person who you're not gonna know that about me off rip. Cause you don't need to.
They should know it, period.
I'm not gonna say period.
Nothing good comes out of that. Unless it's your inner circle. What good is it gonna come out of you going to tell such and such so they can see you one day and you with your brother, I mean, but they don't know it. They be like, oh, look, she a hoe. Look, she over there with him. Like, man.
I mean,
that is true. It can get real messy.
But again, that has a lot to do with the type of woman that you're with. Like, I doubt that if a nigga was with me and then they didn't know, and then when they found out, well, your girl a hoe. No, I'm not. You don't know my vagina.
All it takes is one person to say it and it spread like wildfire.
I mean, but again, people say a lot of shit. Like, so what? If you with me, you with me for me, despite what anybody else has to say. So you knew that. You knew who I was going in. That's why you decided to be with me. You either in or out.
I just like to keep it quiet. Because chicks I fuck with, for some reason, just always be known. So it's
I mean,
like,
but you have to.
Do you have a bad selector?
Am I a bad selector?
Yeah, do you have a bad selector? Yeah. Are you a bad selector? Like, cause sometimes, I'll be honest.
I pick them bad, but I pick them bad.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I think I know
both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad both ways, bad.
Yeah. That's the beauty of it. Me personally, good girls bore me. You know what I'm saying?
But don't you want one eventually?
Yeah, I just want a bad girl
when
to be good.
When you say good girl, what do you mean?
I take that back. Not good girls, cause I need a good girl. Boring girls bore me.
But yeah,
I think the safe route. I don't want to take the safe route. Keep me on my toes. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Don't be no hoe, though.
You want a crazy girl?
Every girl crazy.
Well, that's true. And every girl's half lesbian.
Peaches, confirm that?
Yes.
Thank okay. you. That's a truism, right?
I'm fake gay.
You're fake gay?
You talking about my stable of men. I have a stable of women.
Okay, Peaches.
Well, either way, you got a stable of something.
I mean,
I like girls.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Me too.
You don't have to prove it to me.
I'm just saying, man. Like, I don't. Why should you have to have one?
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Yeah, I agree with that. What do you think of that, Peaches?
With that in the term
we're asking
of
Peaches.
if you're not ready to be with one person.
What's the age you need to be when you got to settle down?
There isn't an
technically.
Age.
You I need think to be, 30. To be 30.
For oh, God, yeah.
I say that all the time. That's
I just
the
had
thing
this conversation. I just had this conversation, and I tell people all the time. Sometimes when somebody approaches you, you can tell what they're ready for and what they're not. I know the type of person that I am every day and the type of person I am in a relationship. If you're not ready to be with me, I'm going to let you know because I don't feel like arguing with you about this. Like, I don't want to play this game.
That's perfect. See, my newfound local success. I'm able to tell girls off the bat, like, look, I ain't shit.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't right want to play this game with
like,
me.
Don't get in your feelings.
Because it's not personal.
Because this is just what it is.
Let's
right
be
now.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, you take the situation
what time
like
is
this.
Again?
Huh? 8 in the morning.
All right. I'm just thugging over here.
No, but I mean, it's like this. If you, but like, for me. Why you feel like you be in trouble? You ain't
it's
even saying nothing.
It's
gonna
be in so much trouble when
what
this comes out.
What you gonna be
out?
In trouble for though? That's my question.
Don't
you
incriminate
keep,
yourself further.
You keep
further.
Saying this, but you ain't. You have as from a woman's perspective, you haven't said anything incriminating. Let me put it like this:
you
as some as
knows.
A rapper or as someone who
right.
who is a who lives this lifestyle, this quote unquote industry lifestyle.
Right.
It comes with a woman has to understand that you come with the territory.
Right.
And a lot of people don't agree with me when I say this, and I don't care. You have to know what you're getting yourself into when you're dating someone on a certain stature. You've seen Love and Basketball. The quote that the dad made to the son when he was like, it's going to be 100 girls at the game.
Right.
When you get to the hotel, it's going to be 50 girls there. It's going to be, you know, 30 in the elevator, 2, like, you know, 10 at the door and 2 already in your room.
Mm-hmm.
How can you compete with that? And as a woman, you have to understand that that's not personal.
Yeah.
It's not personal.
So do you feel like, but see, you need to write a book. So should women be more accepting to like guys like Les?
Hold on, wait.
And propane. Should we be able to do what we want
to
do?
To say that, I have to
give Brad Gilmore.
No. Hold on. to say that, I have to give the flip side. In order to be a man and to want that life, you have to take care of home. That means that if I'm with somebody and I know that's what they're doing, I need not want for shit.
Are you cool with that? Like, that's cool? Like, long as you take care of
them? I'm not
like,
saying that that's okay, but it comes with the territory. I'm not going to sit up here and be naive and think that you're not fucking nobody else.
Right.
In the same token, I should never find out. Because if you love me,
see,
it should never come back to me.
I like that,
they
yeah.
say the same thing she's saying. Like,
okay.
But yeah. My thing is, maybe I'm different because I've been through it a little bit before, right. So I handle it a little differently. But in this, I know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can say this and feel a certain way. You know when somebody can handle it and when they can't.
True. All the real girls say, "Don't let me find out."
It ain't even that. I'm not.
And I don't let them find out.
You gotta come out of. You gotta come out like this.
But this is the thing. I'm not gonna have this conversation with somebody that I'm trying to be with because I shouldn't have to tell you this. Because if I gotta tell you, you already fucked up.
True.
So if I gotta teach you how to pimp me, I don't need you.
Right. Right.
Because now I just taught you. I might as well move on. You welcome.
True.
Oh man.
There it is.
I think the whole don't let me find out though. This is like an invitation, and then go ahead.
It's
and do
not
what
an invitation.
To
I'm
me,
just not
that's
done.
What I hear with that. Like
but that's what I'm, and that's why you wouldn't be ready for a bitch like me.
Because I be telling the girl, hey, listen, my girl already told me, don't let her find out. So don't let her find out.
But see, that's what I'm saying. You gotta, but then that comes. You gotta know what type of groupie hoes you messing with. When you got a girl who wanna take the Instagram picture, she trying to steal your phone. She doing all this extra shit. Don't mess with that hoe. She
why do they do that shit though? Why you wanna take Instagram pictures and shit?
Because they want to show it off, right?
I'm gonna tell you right now. You sneak Instagram pictures, me, I'm coming on that bitch, and I'm gonna say some real rude.
But my thing is, you should never been in that
your
position.
Your mouth game was whack. Sorry.
Like she still did it. Like at the end of the day,
I don't care.
A woman doesn't like to be embarrassed. You got to understand that we are sensitive creatures. No matter how hard we try to act, we are sensitive, and we are supposed to be. The last thing I want to be is embarrassed.
Right.
The one thing that I will do is stand by my man.
Right.
But if you embarrass me, now what? You weren't with me. You supposed to be my protector. You supposed to be my man. You just embarrassed the shit out of me. How you my man now?
That's why I think you shouldn't need try to be in like that serious shit till like 30.
It has nothing. 30, like, let them get it out their system. I understand that.
Just let dudes get it out their system.
The 20s, it,
so damn well 30 ain't the age. So we got a partner who's older than 30 who'll be
fucking. But he's a rare breed. He's a rare breed. That nigga's a rare breed.
All the niggas.
Yeah. So I mean, I like to say 30. Maybe when I get 30, I'm gonna start saying 35. But I mean, but right now, it's 30.
The day, it comes down like as a woman, it be like, don't you get bored?
No.
No. That's the thing. We don't.
Why?
What kind of question?
Wait, we don't get bored what? Fucking with new girls?
I mean, of course not, but...
Because it's the science of meeting somebody new. That shit never gets, oh, I don't understand it. It's just like, it's like a new challenge. And you would, you know, people like, oh, I'll push
but
the
see,
same.
But see, I took that back down to a relationship. That goes that's back to a boring girl, though. Like, that goes down to, a lot of times people get in relationships and get very possessive. You don't own me because you're with me. You're with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be with you all day. You can't tell me what you did all day if I was with you all day. You got to be just as busy.
I like the game. You know what I'm saying? I just like.
I mean, and that's
like,
cool, but you
just
again,
the whole game. The game is just tight. Just like, you know, fucking with girls and, you know, not trying to get caught. And it's just, this shit is one
that's
big
why
game.
You need to be a relationship. You need to grow up.
I like it.
I mean.
All right. I mean,
so you think I should want to settle down right now?
I can't tell you what you should do because you just told me how you feel and what you want. If you were approaching me, that's what you said, and if I liked you beyond,
I'm not gonna tell you that. We on the radio show.
But no, but that's what I'm saying. Like you,
if I was gonna get you, you would not know this.
You got me fucked up.
You would be like, man, you know, like
you think
that shit's so old to me, man. I don't want to do that shit no more. I'm tired of that shit, man. I'm really trying to settle down.
You don't even sound serious now. You look like you lying.
If I were a woman, I would believe him,
and that's why you're not one.
You would believe me.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Because I know how to, give you the twist. Like I'm joking, but I'm so serious. I'd be like, see, you see me laughing, and you think I'm playing, but I'm really serious. See,
and then you assume
ready. You
that I'm
ready.
Taking you serious.
I'm like, you ain't ready. I'm like, you just gonna miss out on a good thing.
And I'd be like, all right, you good. And I move on.
No, you won't.
Yes, I would.
You gonna send me that text?
No, I'm not.
WYD.
The difference between me and the girls.
My guy, this is my guy.
The difference between me and the mother, I'm not gonna chase you.
Man, I done heard all this shit.
But I'm not
I've heard it all.
My friends tell me I'm too stubborn. Like they tell me all
see,
the time I'm too stubborn.
You see why I say I love the game? It's a challenge now. Now she done presented the challenge. Opposed to the other girls just thought that you got the girl that don't okay, she act like she don't fuck with you. Now the challenge is
I'm a firm believer in preserving my feelings. I'm not
going
to play with you.
It's like a milestone.
I'm not fake crazy. I'm real life crazy. I don't want to play. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm real life crazy. Like right now, when I say I'm upset, like if I tell you I'm mad, I'm mad. But that's my warning. Because after a while, I'm not going to tell you I'm mad no more. Like you're going to be like, okay, maybe I went too far.
To make a girl mad, she has to like you though.
I mean, of course.
That's a good point.
That's the same reason I'm a firm believer in not chasing a man because if you can get a man's attention, you can keep a man's attention. If I made you pay attention to me.
False.
Why is that false? Why is that false?
A dual attention span is like this big. Like, it ain't true. That's what you said is not true.
Why am I going to. Why? Exactly. So, why am I going to believe you? And then on top of all that, why would I chase you?
That's what every man though.
That long, why would I chase you?
Real quick, I just want to point something out. You know when a black woman's getting really real when she's talking to you but looking at everyone else in the room.
She charged Rock up the whole time.
You know what the fuck I'm saying?
Hey, Rock done got charged up.
You feel me, right?
You know what I'm saying? You go such and such. I've been noticing. I'm like, yeah, she charged Rock up.
Because I feel like I feel like this is a conversation that I have repetitively with a bunch of different people, but it's the same conversation. It's like everybody can tell you what they want, but that's not what they have. It's the same way you can sit up here, niggas sit up here and describe they perfect woman. That ain't who they with.
All right, let me clarify.
Shut up.
Let me clarify something. I know I'm sitting here saying like all the girls and all this, but honestly, like on some real shit, like. That shit kind of like died down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I can't really fuck with so many girls like that because there's so much drama. Like, you got everybody who. It's just too much shit. Everybody want to feel entitled to be like yours and shit. Peaches over there talking hard about it, but somebody got to like that.
Peaches, you hear that? Somebody got you like that.
Somebody's the reason she's like that. And it probably was a nigga like me.
No,
you know what I'm saying? Like I said,
if you want to know, ask me. I have no problem telling you.
All right, why are you
okay,
the way you are?
How'd you get this mind frame? You didn't read a book and got it?
No, I didn't.
So what?
The book tell me to think like a man, and I don't believe that's right. I'm a woman. I should never think like a man.
That's a dry snitching ass book.
That's like really like that.
I actually
I'm no longer a fan of him no more.
Uh-uh. When the Family Feud is on, I switch the channel.
No, when that book came out, I literally damn near wrote a whole response to that book because I feel like it's bullshit. But I dated somebody for a long time who did some foul shit.
Right.
But I stayed because I cared. I left when I got over it. But I took time to be single. I'm not a serial dater. I don't believe in going from relationship to relationship.
Oh, you're not Fergie.
A what?
Fergie.
It was
clumsy.
Oh.
I don't. I'm not tripping. Like that. Ooh. Like, I grew up around a lot of dudes, and they were very candid around me. So.
You're still a female.
And I am still a female, and I have no problem with that. I'm a woman, and I'm supposed to be one. I'm not supposed to know how you think.
And it's another dude is going to come along.
And he will.
And he's going to grab it.
And whenever who.
And she going to be one of those. Butterflies, you know, it's that's the cycle of life. You know what I'm saying?
Why shouldn't I feel that way?
No, I know you will, but I'm just trying to.
Hell, y'all want a nigga that I can cook for when he get home and rub his back and shit. Of course I do.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, you trying to put on this role, like you.
It's not a role. I'm just not stupid.
You don't have to be stupid to get.
Just like you
want to
play the game, I'm not gonna sit and pretend like the game don't exist.
And all I'm trying to let you know is you can be a part of the game.
That's fine. We all fall victim to shit. If I like a nigga, I like a nigga. If I fall for his dumb shit, I fall for his dumb shit. It happens.
So why she just sit there and say, oh, no, I would already know. Oh, no.
Because I typically do. I'm pretty, like, Brad.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, when it comes to me reading people, rate it.
You're pretty high up there.
Okay, so read me when it comes to females.
I will give that to you, bro.
Read me when it comes to females.
Full of shit.
Oh,
you think I'm full of shit?
I do think you're full of shit. I think that you probably say one thing and you feel another, but you don't like to talk about it. That's why every time you say something, you feel like you're going to get caught up.
So you think I got a lot of girls?
I don't know what you have.
I'm asking you. Read me.
I think that...
It's getting real.
I'm trying to see how I want to say this.
I might have to change the hashtag to Real Monday Morning.
It might be a Real Monday Morning. And it's just so funny because last time he didn't want to talk about this at all.
I've been putting it down, so I can talk about it now.
Yeah.
I just push
it.
Bro's been getting it in, so he's feeling a little cocky.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how private of a person are you?
I'm not private at all. If I fuck with you, that's different. Like, if it's my girl, like, I ain't too private, but, like, with these chicks around here, I don't want to tell them shit. Because that's the thing about that. You got some people that's so open with people. And what if you just go to waste? You know what I'm saying? Now everybody, you got everybody around the city knowing your business and all this
shit.
So
that means that you are private.
Yeah, unless I fuck with you.
I mean, I'm not talking about your friends.
Females, if I really, really fuck with you, like if we close and it's that type. But I don't get that type of bond with a lot of females, though.
So. Why?
Maybe I'm just not meeting them type, but I mean... I really ain't looking right now.
Hey, so are you approached by more women or do you approach more women?
I don't approach women, period.
So do they approach you?
Somewhat. I don't fall into that whole little thing. Like the chicks that I meet, I like it to be like a formally meeting. Like, you know what I'm saying? We not in no club and I'm trying to pull you or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just we meet somewhere. We have to have a conversation. Somehow we link.
I'm gonna be honest with you. All right. I'm the same way. You.
I don't, Brad. Y'all gotta understand. The weirdest conversation for me to have is Brad talking about other women because I feel like he real life my little brother, and it's so disgusting for me.
Here's the thing. I have a history. All
right. Right.
I got a stable. All right. And they know that. Okay. But in all seriousness, I know what kind of people you're talking about. All
right. Right. Right.
Here's the thing. All right. People think these females that even approach me, all right, or even try to talk to me, they think that I am something, right? They think that I have some kind of worth because some people know my name, all right? They might see Propane retweet me on Twitter and think that I'm or less retweet me and think that I'm the man, all right? They might see a picture of me and Booker T, you know, chilling on a boat or something. They think that I'm the man, all right? And guess what? If they think that, I'm gonna ride with it, all right? And I'm gonna be the man.
And that's cool. And that's the man. That's what you're supposed to be. But
it's
for me,
I'm gonna put up that facade.
Different.
And I'm gonna run through as many chicks as I can because this is my 20s.
And
this is my decade. This is my decade of decadence. All right. I'll see you when I'm 30. All right.
But I didn't. I'm not. I'm not.
Decade
like that,
decadence.
Didn't you? I'm right? Not debating that. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. I don't think that women are supposed to be as promiscuous as men.
No, it's not. No. As. Y'all not supposed to be promiscuous at all.
Y'all want experienced versions. How did that work?
We want what?
Experienced versions. No,
that.
It was in the ass peaches.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's tight. I like that. But I don't know, man. Just don't be a hoe.
And that's, again, that's what I'm saying. Most of the time, I'm going to be honest. Most of the time when a dude approaches me, it's like this. They come up to me on some, oh, you got all the juice. They comment about my amount of followers on Instagram or Twitter.
He just has the juice.
But my thing is, I don't have time to deal with your insecurities about me being around other men, because you know what I do. I'm not messing with them.
How is it? How do you deal with it? Like, I know people see you around, like, you know, rappers all the time. It's like...
It's... For me, it's like this. I don't believe a lot of people when they come up to me for a couple of reasons. One, because of my sister. Right. So if you approach me off my sister off back, I have nothing else to say to you.
Right.
Because...
That will completely... She will never speak to you again.
Like, it really turns me off because that's not how you met me.
Right.
You don't know my sister. Don't speak of her as if you know
right.
her.
Right.
I'm not her fan.
Right.
I'm her little sister. That's my sister.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of the fact that that's not a conversation that you and I are going to have.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about her. What you want to know, go Google it.
Right.
And he confused because he don't know who she is. I'll show you in a minute.
We'll talk about her.
She's bad.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll show you in a minute.
I love her.
And then and then it'll be like, okay, then you'll meet a dude who might not know who she is, but then they'll be like, well, you got a lot of Instagram followers, or you always around a lot of these rap niggas.
All right.
So you got something to say, but you know this off top then already, right?
Right. But what if they don't follow your Instagram, but they start liking and y'all dating, and they see that?
And that's cool. And my thing is, I'll be honest. I'll tell you, I'm around a lot of men, and they'll tell you it's strictly platonic. Like, I will put you, right. I will bring you to the same room. Not to prove a point to you, but because this is my nigga, and I will introduce you as my nigga.
Right, right.
Because I'm not messing with none of these niggas on that right. level. But I don't leave room for confusion.
But do you ever have, like, the confusion? Like,
of course you do. You and me dudes that are insecure that want you to, you know, always tell them that they the only one. I don't need to keep proving that to you. That's like a woman being like, you cheating on me. You cheating on me. You cheating right, on me. Right. I don't want to play that game. If that's what you think, why am I with you? Better yet, why are you with me?
Okay, let me ask you this then. Let me ask this. If a man cheated on you, Peaches,
okay,
would you, and you find out or he admits it to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you get back with him?
Probably, the first time. I'm not going to lie to you.
What about you? Opposite
no, you
situation.
Cheat on me, your ass is out the dope.
You can't, women, cheating
and
for women, for women it makes it different. A man can't handle emotionally what a woman can because they're not equipped to.
Yeah, he is. We've been trained to
okay.
not.
Is you having sex with a girl personal?
Yeah, if I like her.
Okay.
I know what you mean.
Okay.
You got women nowadays, though, that they do shit just like men and they don't care.
And I agree, but in the same token, like, I understand that statement in the whole, but I'm still not going to go sit on every penis because it's up
right.
for me.
Right.
It don't work that way for me. Like, of course you got your women who want to be as promiscuous as men. They want to be hoes. They want to go enjoy sex. They want to go do all those things. But as a woman, it's not okay. And that double standard, like, it's just not okay. Maybe I might be old in that sense because I still believe in gender roles in a lot of ways.
Right.
But it's just not okay. That's not my place.
So you would let a dude slide off if he cheated on you one time. Okay, what about that one time you find out? Like,
he liked
her. But I'm saying he like her. Wait, well, hold on, wait. This is what I need to know this right here.
No, no,
how are you gonna find
and
out?
That's the thing. Okay, no.
How
let
you gonna
me,
find
let
out?
Me break, no. Let me break
why
it down.
I always think they don't find out everything.
Because
like
everything you do in the dark comes to the light. You should know this.
You know what? I've dealt with that a lot.
Because at this
everything.
Point, if you're cheating on me with somebody that you.
No,
because this is the difference. If you're cheating on me with someone that you now have feeling for, you're no longer cheating. You're having an affair.
Correct. I thought affairs when you married.
It don't matter. You still. Then why are
a
you
love
with
affair.
Me?
You're having a love affair.
Then why are you with me? Then don't
they
be.
They still love you.
Again.
They still love you. Like,
okay, but you can't. Then go be with her.
Not love they me like her.
Love me
they
from
like
a distance.
They like her, but they love you.
Love me from a distance.
It's easy to say that.
What does that mean?
That
love you from a distance.
Love me from a distance.
What does that mean?
Do we still get to have sex if he's loving you from a distance?
I mean, it's going to happen. I'm not going to sit up here and say this.
I love you from a distance all day.
No, but that's not the same
thing. What are we talking about?
But that's not the same thing. Like, at that point. That's one of those things where it's like, okay, what the fuck? What the hell are you saying? It's not the same thing. Like, if I'm not with you, like, if I'm going to cut you off, you're done.
Yeah.
We not having sex no more unless it just accidentally happens, you know, one of them drunk nights, whatever. But we're
those
not
WYD
finna communicate.
Moments.
We're not finna continuously communicate at this point. I'm not finna keep having the same argument with you over and over again. If you want to be with me, be with me. If you going to cheat, it don't need to be repetitive.
Yeah.
Because at this point, if you continuously cheating on me with the same girl, you care about her. remotely the same level that you care about me, and I have an issue with that. Go be with her. I'm not going to leave a decision up to you to be made. Go be with her.
What are you about to say, Motai?
Would you do it back?
I don't believe in like revenge like that, nah, because it's not going to prove a point, and it's not going to make it equal. Like, because now at that point, it's my body. It's personal to the people, but I'm not going to go have sex with some random nigga because you fucked a random bitch. Like, that just don't make sense to me, because that's like so many other things can happen. I don't want to play that game. But that's just me. A lot of people feel that way. A lot of my homegirls are like that. They call and be like, well, I'm like, that's dumb. They call and be like, well, he did this. Okay, but that don't mean you got to do it. Like, that's dumb. So now you want to be a hoe because you hurt?
That mean it was already a hoe.
A lot of women are hoes because they hurt.
It was already, nah, boss. If they got
true, the that's true. If a lot of women that have behavior like that. Nah, but you got to. Like,
I'm saying, you in the room? No. I just need to know just in case I need to add her in the conversation.
Yeah. Okay. What are you saying?
Holly S&P Images for all your photos. She does all my work. She's the best.
Is that supposed to like be like Snap? Is that what that is? That's what I always thought. Like when I read it, I always thought it was Snap Images. Just like without the vowel.
S&P Images are her initials.
It could be Snap too.
S&PImages.com.
Silly nigga photos.
That was a good one.
Okay, but bro, you said
niggas pictures.
You said false to what?
What she was saying, like girls become hoes because they hurt. It's not true. Like
that is true. I said some.
Well, I'm saying like hoes are already hoes.
But I'm okay. I'm gonna get more honest about this. A lot of how I feel about stuff and how I take relationships and how I handle my emotions is because I have daddy issues.
Yeah,
and I don't hide that. No, you can call what you want to, cause you like it is what it is. But I'm gonna tell you, like a lot of how I handle shit, like I don't like to argue, I'm not going to.
Right.
I'm like, and that's just how those.
You argue with me?
We debate. We don't argue.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm not mad. I don't like this argument. Isn't like. Like I'm gonna start crying in a minute, cause that's how I get when I'm that upset.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? But that's the difference. Like I don't. It's certain things that happened to me younger that fuel how I am now.
Right.
And as a woman, those are certain things that I may, you know, I have to admit to and change to be who I want to be for somebody else. And that's just, to me, that's the grown-up approach to it. If I know I'm not ready to be in a relationship with somebody, then I'm not going to be. And I'm not going to string somebody along. A lot of people want to play these games. I don't have time.
Yeah, I mean.
Because those are feelings.
The 20s are reserved for games. Like, my best friend, he happily married, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of him. Didn't got married at like 25.
Poor
bastard. Last year. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. You know, yeah, that's how I feel.
You ready for that?
But me personally, I just feel like this is my theory with everything. Like, we young, man. Do what you do. Like, I don't want to tell the dudes go out here and just fuck anything to move because that's real unsafe. Damn sure women don't need to do it. But what people need to understand is, like, I feel like that's something you got to go through or you're going to go through it later.
You got to go through a whole phase, is what you're saying?
But look at dudes. Or,
dude has to go through like a man whole phase. But a woman does, too.
A woman needs to go through a whole
phase? A woman needs that phase.
So you think a woman needs to go through a whole phase? Yeah. Oh, since we just getting real, have you went through your whole phase?
I haven't. I've been trying for years. I have not. Shit. I have not. I was supposed to start my whole phase 2 years ago. Let me tell you how.
So you feel like women
got
to get it out just like men?
Why shouldn't we?
I thought y'all weren't made like that.
I mean, that's why I haven't had one. Because I'm not made.
I know. Can we holler at the hologram of Liz right now?
Yeah.
Liz. So like. Yo. What if you find out like a chick was like she was like a mad hoe back in college or whatever.
Yeah,
she did all type of crazy things, but she that's like years done passed. You know, she G now. You know what I'm saying? She got her shit together. Is she cool to fuck with? Seriously?
Nah.
Why?
It's shit. Like, so she it's an awkward motherfucking situation when you somewhere with your chick,
man.
And you find out that him. Him and him
and me
and him and your homie And me. You know what I'm saying? And we all done had it, you know.
And then as a woman, that's embarrassing. That's why I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like me and my homegirls, we always be like, okay, if you're going to do your doing, don't, make sure that you go to completely different circles because it's a small world. If you're going to mess with a rapper, mess with one rapper. Don't mess with a rapper and then another rapper. Everybody know each other.
That don't matter because
they want all the rappers.
All of us.
But don't mess with a rapper and the DJ and the producer because they're all in the same circle.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, you know,
a whole track about it.
you got the women who just you got the women who did they dirt. Like, it's women who, like, I know niggas used to run through it like school. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so are they cursed forever? Yeah. Or they got to go get this dumb nigga who don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying?
They have to get someone. I think, in my opinion, if I know you're if you're a girl and I know that a bunch of dudes have been through that,
everybody has a past.
I'm not touching it though.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like,
everybody has a past, and at the end of the day, when you decide to love somebody like that, you're accepting them with everything that they come with. If you're not willing to accept them like that, then you don't need to be.
I can
like
if you're from like North Dakota or you know.
Right, but
if you done,
and I, you
if
know
you
what
done
saying?
Did it in Houston around like too many. It's, I don't know. It's just fucked
and
up.
And that makes sense because at this point now you're uncomfortable because somebody else can tell you about your girl and what she do.
Does that make
I
me
would
insecure?
Never. Huh?
Does that make me insecure?
No.
Okay.
Because, like you said, I would never want to be in a room with my dude knowing it's him and him and him and his homeboy that could tell him what I do behind closed doors.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if you walked into a spot, right, with your guy and you know that he has ran through her, and her?
It happens.
Does that bother you? Does that bother you?
It makes me uncomfortable. But what?
I know for men, I wouldn't be with a girl like that.
I've talked to a dude who I know 6 or 7 girls he boned, and we all cool now.
That's player.
It's different with a dude. It's almost like
you
it's
know
a
what
notch
saying?
On your belt.
Like, you know, on the cool, like, that nigga won.
Yeah, that's
like,
I'd be like,
he
that
sees us together. Oh,
same.
I did both of them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it's like, okay. But
he proclaims that he's done these girls while
no,
in a
they told me we've had conversations about it.
Okay,
like that's what I'm saying. Like,
do y'all compare like who's experience
nah,
is
I
better?
Don't.
It's different
for me. The conversation doesn't happen. The conversation doesn't happen like that. The conversation is like, if you and I are going to be friends, like real friends,
right,
let's lay what needs to be on the table. That way, can't let them bite the friendship in the ass, because friendships to me are like relationships. I want to be honest from the jump. Here's, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think you should tell nobody that from, like, don't
if
tell
they,
me you
no, no,
should
no,
be
no,
a
no.
Hoe.
No, no, no. Like, I'm not saying that.
You're
like,
going to kill it for yourself.
Yeah,
you know?
Get cuts off.
Why would I go tell the dude I'm trying to be with, baby, I used to be a hoe?
Oprah said, never tell the dude you really like how many people you had sex with. It's never going to turn out good.
I don't ask a man's number. Ever.
Don't ask me my number. I'm saying, but dudes like ex girls, like, they number.
I mean, yeah. In
and you know you got to multiply by 3.
Well, then that's bullshit because you can't multiply everybody by 3.
I don't know what he's saying.
Like,
right?
But that's my like. You can't multiply everybody by 3. But I would never ask a dude that because I don't really want to know your number. To be honest with you, I'm good not knowing.
Most dudes don't know their number,
and that's why I don't want to ask. I like we, you know,
but women should know their number, right?
Women should know the number.
Why?
Listen. What's the number that a chick tell you
like
that you ain't gonna fuck with?
You can tell how old it is by the number of swirls on it. You know what I'm talking about?
If a chick tell you, I've been with 15 guys, is that too much?
That's way too much.
What if she started boning at 13, though?
Huh?
What if she started having sex early?
I don't believe... Nobody when they try to come with that shit. Honestly.
With what?
With the number shit. Like, man, I went to college and shit. Shit went down. Like,
yeah, shit went down.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it went down.
Every day.
And that was before niggas hit the streets and got to the club. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Moody Tower pimping.
Shit.
It went down on campus.
Like, yeah, you know.
I don't think if it's a 15 for a girl, that's way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, my personal opinion, and these are my views, not anybody else's, I don't condone women having that high of a number, but that's not my business. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock another woman for doing what she does. It's her body. It's her vagina. If that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. Would I personally have my own number that high? Nah.
Okay, guy question. What if she has ran through 15 guys have run through her, rather.
Right.
But it still kept up nice. They don't look like elementary school curtains.
Well,
I mean,
the only problem with anything, if I don't know the 15 people,
yeah,
But then what is again? So why does the number matter?
The number don't matter to me.
As a woman, the only time that I would ever tell my man about another dude is if we about to be in a situation where he might get tried.
Right.
Then I'm gonna tell you. Then I'm gonna tell you that way. You're not that way.
Appreciative, so that I can run.
Right. Not even that, but that way. So when a nigga trying to come at you about me as a man, I don't like. Again, I'm a little old school in some of my ways. If another nigga's coming up to me, I do expect my man to jump in for me. I shouldn't have to talk to another nigga that's attacking me. That's what my man is right. for. So I'm not going to lead you into a situation blindly. Yeah. If he's coming up about this, I'm going to let you know up front what it is. We can handle it when we get home, but you just better stand up for me. But in order for you to do that, I have to be honest with you about whatever it is that happens. So then I will tell you. What you need to know.
Cause ain't nothing like two niggas arguing and you come try to
and
say
and you the hoe
like, man, move, man, I done fucked her nigga.
Right, huh? Like, and I fucked up, and she be like, and the nigga be like, what? Like, you don't want to be in that situation. So
great.
You know, it depends. Like, if it's something like that, then of course I'll let him know, cause I don't want him to feel like he got played. Cause it wasn't like that. Like,
especially in this rap world.
Oof. Exactly. Ooh. Like,
it's somebody's diss song.
Uh huh.
So I fucked your
bitch. You know
bitch,
what I'm saying? And nobody wants to be in man. That. Like, nobody
what
wants to
be
in
that. Was, Tupac said it best.
Yeah. First off,
hey, y'all think Tupac was lying?
Huh?
I think he was.
You think he was lying?
I think he was.
I think Tupac put an LOD on that joint.
Yeah.
I think he was lying. I don't think
he lied on his beefcake.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but it's cool for the sake of hip hop.
I mean, yeah,
it was dope. It was dope. It was a dope record.
I don't think Jay-Z was lying about Nas shit.
You think he was?
No,
I don't think he was. You could kind of tell. That
was just real. He kept going on with that.
And then he went another song.
Super Ugly.
That boy said little condoms in the baby seat.
She said it. Yeah. She said she did it.
She did.
That's disrespectful. I remember that. That was on Super Ugly, right?
Yeah.
Left condoms in the baby seat.
Skeeted in your Jeep, left condoms in the baby seat.
That was damn near. You had to fight on stage.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
Yeah, that's what
that's disrespectful.
My favorite rapper. Two like my two favorite rappers.
Yeah.
But to see.
How'd you like their beef?
Were
you a fan of the beef?
Yeah, y'all
Nas what?
Nas killed them.
On what?
Ether.
No. You think
serious?
The same thing?
Man.
Microphone.
Oh.
Hologram less.
You gotta compare Takeover and Ether though. You can't go get Super Ugly.
Okay, yeah.
Record for record, yeah.
Nah, Takeover got him, dog. Here, this is my
You the first person I ever heard say that.
Really? I since the beginning of the show I've always said Takeover, and this is why. Okay, first of all, Nas, it was like 4.5 minute record was Ether. And I mean, it was disses, and there were some good lines in there. There were some good lines.
Right.
But to me, it was a bunch of schoolyard disses. Like, you have big lips, and gay, blah, blah, blah.
But
on Takeover, Jay hit you with some facts.
But then,
like, I sampled your voice. You was using it wrong. You made it a hot line. I made it a hot song. And you ain't getting no coin. You was getting fucked then. I know who I paid, Searchlight Publishing. Oh,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that
he
shit
hit
was
you
hard.
With some facts.
That
he said, what did he say? You been in at 10, I've been in at 5. Smart enough, Nas? 4 hours in 10 years? I could divide.
Yeah.
That's why I mean, let's say two.
Well,
two of them things was due.
Yeah.
One was the other was Illmatic. That's a one hot album every 10-year average.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could really. What did Nas say to bait that? Bait that.
Right.
Nas was saying some real shit, though.
He was saying some stuff, and I like
that
we had Tupac at the beginning.
And your man stabbed on and made you take the blame. Your ass went from Jazz to hanging with Big to Kane and Urban. Eminem murdered you on your own shit.
Yeah.
You a dick riding faggot. You love the attention. Queens niggas run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Sign the Def Jam. Queens nigga.
Yeah.
You come on out.
That was dope. That was one of the better ones. That was definitely one of the better ones.
He was saying some shit.
How many big lines are going to come out your fat lips?
He was saying some real shit.
But no, I'm not saying he wasn't.
As always,
was
any
terrible.
Battle, the rebuttal
the
was always going to be a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Jay won the war. Nas won the battle.
Rockefeller died of AIDS. That was the end of his chapter. And this the guy you choose to name your company after? Put it together. I rock hoes. Y'all rock fellas. Come on, y'all. Like,
I don't know.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Jay. And then you got to think about who really, like what Hologram Les said. You know, Jay really won that. War, if you think about it.
I mean,
it,
Jay just was better at what he did. Like, I don't mean rap-wise. I'm saying just like... Just the whole
lyricism,
putting it out.
Everyone's going to agree Nas is an amazing lyricist.
Yeah.
You're not going to get better than Nas. But as far as making albums... You guys,
depends on what you want.
But it's a little shit that makes me fuck with Nas a little bit more than I fuck with Jay-Z at times, just like that shit he did with J. Cole just now.
What'd
like, it's like
the,
little
what'd
shit
you think
like
about
that.
The, what, first Ooh. Of all, what'd you think about Let Nas Down and then the Made Nas Proud?
Love both of them. Like,
When you heard Let Nas Down, what'd you think?
That shit was, like, dope. Like, this how you know, in my perspective, when I know somebody got, like, just a crazy song, when I hear it and wish I did it. You know what I'm saying? Like when it be like, damn, man, that shit just was that essential. Like, it was dope. And for Nas to come back as quick as he did, you know what I'm saying? That shit just that made me feel real, real good about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? All the shit that's coming out right now. And I don't mean just like the J. Cole's and Kanye's dropping. I'm even saying like Less's, the E-36 and D-Lo, great shit. Like, this shit is like dope. You know what I'm saying? Hip-hop is like really, really back. People been saying that shit, but it's back for
you
real
now. Their system is back to the forefront?
Hell yeah, that shit back. It's about to get to a point where it's going to be so demanding. It's going to be how it was when if you weren't making snap music or dance music, you weren't really getting played. It's supposed to turn around to where lyricism is about to run shit for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to me, that's some type of shit I've been waiting on. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Like, I feel like you think about the Kendricks, you think about the Coles.
Man, them niggas is dope, man. You know, them dudes is dope. Like, for real, for real. It's just what they doing. You know what I'm saying? How they doing it. They taking their own routes. Nobody trying to beat nobody. And you can even pinpoint that when you come to Houston. Like, as far as, like, this new class of dudes. You got Dope BJ. You got Les. You got D-Lo. You know what I'm saying? Myself. A few other cats doing their thing. But it's like, you starting to get that feel. It's like 05 around this bitch again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's and we kind of been saying that, but it's just getting more and more. It's coming to fruition for real now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, hip-hop just done got back to originality.
Yeah. Hologram Less.
And another thing for everybody who be comparing us to the 05 crew, just know, like, to get into this game, we had to do damn near just as much as they had to do in the streets.
Hell
without
yeah.
The trunk. Just how we had to get on this internet and get out of here and be in the streets.
They was putting out the shit we was putting out.
It was going to take us a little longer.
There wasn't no internet, so you had to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
They was, man, if we would have came out back then.
Yeah.
That what? Was the same thing that
that's when you can sell 100,000 mixtapes.
That's the same thing that DJ DMD said.
Come on, man.
Like, you know, the game was different back then. Back then you had to have money to play. Now you don't need no money to play the game.
Yo, before shit. 50, before Jimmy cut the check, it was 50 on my neck,
man,
because he could hustle back then.
Hey, you see, like, they would put out like a mixtape, how we put out, and you had to buy that motherfucker. You know,
like Ray Faze from Boston told me, easy, they would make 80K runs a month. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, like, come
on.
Off mixtapes. Like, this ain't even just off the Slim rapping tapes. This is off the motherfucking In the Beginning.
It was no 360 deals then.
Nah, no 360
deals. It was no 360 deals. So these dudes was rich before they signed with their majors. Yeah. You know, it's me and that Slim Thug. They all had bread before they went with the majors. Opposed to us, we broke. You know what I'm saying? So we need y'all to support us.
That sound was so real.
Broke was real.
Too.
Yeah.
That sound was so real.
Shit. Oh. I ain't here to fake it till I make it.
Now tell us.
Cool thing,
you know, but Brad and I just over here trying to take over the radio game.
I'm trying to take over the world. That's actually my real plan.
I just want to take over my street.
Your street?
Yeah. I'm just trying to have a house with some babies in it one day.
I want a few cars.
Like,
I want the world.
If I seriously could have like a comfortable house, I don't even care, just decent, like 3-4 bedrooms with like a projection screen with my video game, so play like Grand Theft Auto, NBA 2K and shit, unlimited snacks.
I have my house planned out too. I can describe my whole house.
I'm good. And a bad chick.
By the way, I'm going to for all you people who play games, I'm going to organize an NBA 2K tournament. I'm gonna
fuck everybody up
for money. So I'm going to take all y'all's money.
Why we can't even play the games? I play.
Which is
what you play?
Duty.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, let's get on the survival mode.
I don't get Call of
Duty. Survival mode.
Yo, if y'all want to play James Bond Nightfire.
No. Get GoldenEye. Get GoldenEye on the N64. Who got that shit?
I think I actually have it.
You have it?
And I have my N64 too.
You got a Nintendo 64?
I have.
I was a beast on the 64.
Hey, we're going to set up a video game party tonight.
Like, I was a like,
how many controllers you got?
Shit, I had 4.
Ooh. You got 4?
I had a clear one.
Man, I only had 2. I had like one of the big ones. It was like a sharp.
I played regular Nintendo. I was on Zelda.
Short dude. What was the little short Nick-Nack. Dude on GoldenEye?
Oh, Knick-Knack.
No, I was just saying, I was trying to figure out his name. That's
what is his name? Knick-Knack?
We used to fight. Once you deal down with him, they can't
hit him.
I think his name's Knick-Knack.
I don't think it was Knick-Knack.
I think that was his name, fool.
What, did he wear a suit?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's Knick-Knack.
It wasn't Knick-Knack.
It was Knick-Knack. I swear it was Knick-Knack.
I don't remember calling him
that. Knick-Knack just don't sound familiar to me. Because I know everybody used to yell him first. Like, I got such and such.
I think his name was
Knick-Knack. If you got him, he won.
Hologram Less, hold the mic up closer. I know you're not here, but. Let's talk about Ryan Slab before we wrap this up. Ryan Slab comes out today in 4 hours. We've been talking for about hours now, so probably about 3 hours.
True.
And tell us about the production. You got any features on it?
What can people expect?
I ain't gonna give away too many features.
Yeah.
But I got the big homie Slim Thug on there. I got Zero.
He come and out
I got,
in 4 hours. Whoa.
Did you hear what he just said?
I still want y'all to be zero? Surprised in 4 hours.
Did you say Zero?
He said Zero.
And it's like,
can you tell Zero we looking for him?
Yeah.
I'm not telling him. You could try to tell him that shit.
This is, maybe this is my problem. I'm going to get beat up one day by one of these old rappers because I'm not afraid of them.
Nah, he actually cool. That's like the like, big, that's like my, like my big bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, we real cool. He kind of like took me under his wing now. So it's like, but the verse he gave me, man, is
classic.
Classic. Like, man,
oh, I'm such a Zero fan. I'm so mad at you.
Like, he murdered that shit. Like, I was like,
what's your, is that your favorite feature?
Favorite feature?
That you done?
Yeah, that's my favorite feature. Because that's like, I grew up like a Zero fan. And Zero, like, we been cool. He been wanting to do music with me. He was a big fan of Dangerous Minds. You know what I'm saying? I always see him all the time. We chop it up. But we never just got in the studio. And I didn't want it to be, no, I'm going to try to give him a song and let him put a verse on there. No, we actually, he came to my studio. We sat in that bitch. And we really came up with, like, some crazy shit.
Does
like,
he do a hook, too? Or is it just a verse?
And the hook? Oh.
We both on the hook.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's... Wait, I can't see his name. Where?
Is that the guy? Did we find him, Tyler?
Odd Job. That's his name.
Odd Job. Short. He had the hat.
Odd Job. Yeah, that's his name. Yeah.
Odd Job.
But yeah, with the Zero, that's probably my favorite feature. But another one of my favorite songs is a song with me and Dope Beezy.
Yeah.
It was just a thing where.
Is it a back and forth song or do you have verses?
It's both.
You hope what?
I thought she was just about to say back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah, it's both. We both got verses and then.
Any good producers you got on
great
there?
Producers. Well, I mean, producers. Donnie Houston, which is like my DJ and Donnie also my
Houston,
producer.
Shout out Don. Been,
like he and GL Productions.
Shout out to GL
Productions. They produced the whole book of the whole project. You know what I'm saying? With the exception of maybe like 2-3 songs. We wanted to keep it in house, you know what I'm saying? And just build our own sound. We got some real like dope ass music, man. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody say that shit, but like I'm real proud of this project, like for real. Like, I can't wait for people to hear this shit. Like,
I can't wait either. Tell people where they're gonna be able to download it here in a couple hours, and then also
live mixtapes. If you in Texas, you probably gonna see me because we gonna be trapping out that trunk, man. We everywhere.
Gonna be slanging them
hand
out
the
trunk,
hand to hand, and we taking it back.
That's tight.
Oh yeah, so tonight. Is it tonight?
Tonight. Today is this fake Monday morning.
So
this
tonight,
is a fake July 8th morning.
Everybody come to the Empire. It's going to be free. We all getting wasted, listening to some good music. You know what I'm saying?
I'm run not going
to
lie. A
couple Pump of your favorite rappers.
Drunk before, and I don't know how it happened.
Yes.
At Kickback.
That bowling shit.
Wait, he came to Kickback one day and kept coming back from the bar with all these damn star fuckers and was like, here, drink this.
That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? So,
why do you think he has so many women? No.
If you ever come to a propane event, like, even at the bowling sex list, like, we getting wasted. Like, that's what we gonna do. You know what I'm saying? So, everybody, come to Empire. It's free. Come run into some of your favorite rappers. You're going to see your boy Les there. You know, you're going to see your Slim Thugs, your Zeros. We're all going to be in there getting wasted. We're going to listen to some
Peaches
good music. Brad Gilmore Show is going to be there. You know, we may have Brad on the mic, you know, hosting.
You got to. You might have.
You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to do it like that.
I don't know why y'all are so damn persistent on giving Brad a microphone all the time.
He sounds good on the mic.
But it makes his day.
Thank you.
You don't understand. If this don't come through, he's going to be so mad. Now that you've said that, he thinks it's going to happen.
Right. Oh, it will happen then.
It's going
to
happen.
So, you locked in. So, you confirmed. So, now you have to do it.
Okay. Yeah, I have to. I'm on the record.
Yeah. DJ Hot C, DJing. Rich Credit Life is going in on it with us, so it's gonna be a real good look, man. We want the whole city to be out. We trying to pack out Empire, you know what I'm saying? And that's a pretty big club, and we want that bitch wall to wall. Rock.
1200
San Jacinto.
1200 San Jacinto.
1200 San Jacinto tonight.
What time should they be there?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And come prepared to
Is that CP time? Or what time should we really be there?
No, get your ass at 7. So leave.
He talking to y'all, not me, because I'm a thug.
Yeah. Traffic died down. So, you know, get there and come prepared to drink. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we're going to do.
Word up. Well, Propane, we appreciate you coming
Man,
on.
I appreciate y'all.
The Bragging Show on Demand. And we're looking forward to hearing Ryan Slab in a couple hours. And y'all see us at Empire tonight. 3101 San Jacinto.
How did you get 1200 from that?
He made it up.
Okay.
He said 1200 at
first. 3101.
I told him the wrong address earlier.
3101 San Jacinto. DJ High C on the ones and twos. Brad Gilmore's gonna be on the mic.
What's up?
And y'all gonna get to hear Ryan Slab and leave with a physical copy of it and get drunk.
Alright, bro, we appreciate you. Everyone, make sure y'all go download
Ryan Slab.
Ryan Slab.
Live mixtapes.
Hashtag Ryan Slab.
You don't have
to
have a slab or anything.
You don't need a slab.
You can have a Ford F-150 and still
you can have a Ford Escort.
Oh, no, you can't.
You ain't riding slab.
If it's yours, it's riding slab. All
right. Pro Hologram Les, we appreciate you. Coming through via hologram for us.
Oh, really?
And make sure y'all download Ryan Slab. Pretty much. We'll see y'all next week on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Peace.
Bye.